The British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, whose country now holds the rotating presidency of the European Union, faces a frosty reception at meetings in the Estonian and Hungarian capitals this week over his plans to push for lower subsidies to new EU member states like the Czech Republic. Mr. Blair's as yet unpublished plan to reduce the overall EU budget for 2007 to 2013 in large part hinges on concentrating cuts on the new member states, the poorest within the Union. Brian Kennedy reports.
Tony Blair hopes to persuade the Czech Republic and the other nine countries which joined the European Union in May last year that they won't even feel the pinch. For under the EU's famously complex rules, they'll never be able to spend the money they've been promised. Poland, the largest new member state, for example, has not yet spent even 5% of the 8.3 billion euros allocated to it for 2004 to 2006. For his part, former Czech ambassador to the EU, Pavel Telička, who served as the first ever Czech EU commissioner and was a principal negotiator in the lead-up to accession, says this is a bogus argument and will be soundly rejected by the new member states.
In the first years of membership, the new members were getting used to the mechanics and did encounter certain difficulties in spending the financial means. But I don't think that this is a reasonable argument. We are talking about a period of time from 2007 to 2013. And if there were countries in the past that were able to utilize financial means up to, let's say, 4% of their GDP, well, then I'm sure that the Czech Republic is able to utilize financial means around, let's say, 3.62 of the GDP of the Czech Republic, which was more or less the idea before this new proposal started to float. So I think that this argument is a false one and it will not fly.
Mr. Blair will meet the leaders of the Baltic states in Tallinn on Thursday before taking his diplomatic tour to Budapest on Friday to debate the pending budgetary proposal with leaders from the four Visegrad countries. That's Poland, the Czech Republic, Hungary and Slovakia. The British Prime Minister is due to make public his proposed cuts on the 5th of December, ahead of next month's EU summit on the long-term budget. The British Prime Minister wants an overall limit of 1.03% of EU gross income on spending instead of the previous 1.06% proposal. That fraction of a percentage point translates into billions of euros. With little support for an early overhaul of the Common Agricultural Policy, a program of farm subsidies which accounts for nearly half of the annual EU budget of some 100 billion euros, structural funds are a logical point to start cutting. But former Czech EU Commissioner Pavel Telička says that Mr. Blair's attempts to introduce such a significant 11th-hour change as cutting aid to new EU member states is doomed to fail.
If this is seriously meant to be, let's say, more or less the outcome of the summit, then I'm afraid that at least if I were a part of the discussions, I think that Mr. Blair would not succeed in the summit.
Mr. Telička declined to estimate what such cuts would mean to the Czech Republic in monetary terms, but stressed that the political fallout would be massive.
Well, I think that we would have to see the proposals of Mr. Blair in detail to calculate it, but be a sizable amount. I would first look at it not from a financial or fiscal point of view, and I would say that it would not be the Czech Republic, but it would be the European Union, and therefore the Czech Republic with it losing in the eyes of the public. And I think that also the Union and the presidency would be losing credibility. And I really don't think that it would be politically wise to introduce changes at the expense of the new member states.
Pavel Telička there, the Czech Republic's former ambassador to the EU, ending that report by Brian Kennedy.